We've been busy.
We've been busy. We've been making the record. We went on tour for... We must have been on tour for about six or 7 months. After Heaven in Las Vegas came out, we toured a lot. And then we got back and we completely refitted our studios that we make our records at. September Sound in London, we put in new equipment. We had the builders in the studios, which closed down for about 9 months. And then we made a record.
Signed a new record deal?
Signed a new record deal with a new record company.
Lots of meetings.
Oh, for us, that's perfectly, perfectly acceptable. Whenever we need to make, whenever, you know, I don't have a time scale for making music at all.
There's no significance in that. There was a book was passed around all of us because it was so good, and we were enthused about it and said, "Oh, your turn, you must read it now."
And
my book. Oh, for goodness sake.
Musically, I engineered the records and produced them, and I work with Simon, who's not here. And between us, we make up the music. Now, we don't write the songs first, then record them. The writing and recording is all part of the same process. I always just start with... there's no set formula. There's no first instrument, you know. We like to play different instruments. I usually do all the drums, but apart from that, we swap around. Sometimes I play bass, sometimes Sam plays guitar, sometimes we both play things. And we tend to work really quite quickly, get an idea, and if it becomes difficult, we just scrap it, we just erase it and do something else, because I don't like to be precious about our ability to create. You know, I think I have quite a healthy attitude that I know I can do better. I can always do better.
I have nothing. I work as I go.
That's what I just explained. We don't write songs first.
But the lyrics different.
No? Lyrics.
Well, at the same time that we're making music, Liz is away somewhere writing lyrics.
When it's time for me to be involved, that's when I come along to the studio. Because, I'm not sure what I do. I mean, well, I do. I look after Simon. I do many other things. I'm a housewife. I'm a mother. And I write lyrics and I sing, and so it's quite a lot of things that I'm doing. So when I'm not in the studio, I'm doing those other things. So when I'm in the studio, it's like I'm at 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening, just sitting down and concentrating on writing lyrics. So it's very disciplined. So while they're making music, I'm doing that, and
somehow we put it all together.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange. I'm not one of these musicians that struggles over an idea or sort of gets up at 2 a.m. and God, I've got a great idea. I'll just write this song. I can't work like that. I like to go in. I say, right, next Tuesday I'm going to write a song and go and do it.
We're usually so hungry for it by then.
Yeah, because if you've not done it for 3 years, then we look forward to doing it. Same as making a record. After we finish this tour, it'll be nearly 2 years since we've made a record, so we really want to make a record, you know? And as for being quiet people, we don't really know that. You know, maybe that's a perception you get through music, but we're just regular people. We just do the same things as everybody else. We like to have a laugh as well.
What's happened on stage? You are three, or you have
seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
And what about the musician were with you? As in you?
Well, there's two new guys for this tour, because we were five people in the last tour. We've never, up to this tour, had a live drummer or percussion. We've always used samplers and machines, as I do on the records. So this tour, we've got a live drummer and a live percussionist as well. So there's seven of us there. Some of the sounds that I make on the records, it's difficult to replicate with, you know, just myself and Simon and Liz, just in a live situation, you know. Previously, in years gone by, we used tapes and we used drum machines and samplers. And it's pretty much, it's 90% all live musicians. We still have a couple of things on samplers and stuff, some sounds and loops and stuff, but it's a live show, you know.
So today you are playing in Fribourg, small town in Switzerland, and tomorrow you will play in Paris. I think it's not the same feeling.
It's the same feeling.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm scared about tonight and I'll be scared about tomorrow. You know, why is it not the same feeling? It's the same, it's people.
Well, I've heard musicians.
There's a stage, there's people. Uh-huh. People are as important in a small town as they are in a big city.
Well, I've heard musicians saying tonight it's training because tomorrow we are playing in Paris.
I don't believe that.
It'll be a pleasure to play tonight because, you know, Paris, they get everything. Everything and everyone goes there. They're very spoiled, same as they are in London, same as they are in any major city. But it's
you know, for us, when we come to a country that we don't know very well, and there's people here that know our music intimately, and especially when we come to a smaller place like this, I don't know why we're in Fribourg. I didn't book it, you know. But when we've played in Switzerland before, it's been Geneva and Zurich. We've played maybe three or four times each. And, you know, we're in Fribourg now, and that's fine by me. It should be good. I'm looking forward to it. But I'm scared.
I imagine that you will play a lot of new song.
Maybe five, from this one. Maybe, I think, three or four from that one.
And you are still playing old material, I mean,
maybe
from your beginning?
A bit.
One from 10 years ago, one from about 8 years ago. Not many.
Why? You think it's a different...
Because we don't do that now. Because it's 1994.
You think it's old-fashioned? What do you think?
We've been playing it for years. We like to play what we do now. You know. In that way, we continue to move forward as a band, and we don't just live in the 80s, you know. I've got a lot of faith in my future. I can do good things. I think it's quite sad to trap a band in the past. Mm. You know.
And you still don't like your TV shows and this kind of stuff.
I don't know. I'm getting some acceptance. What happened with us, we were very young when we started, and we did some TV shows for a couple of years, and it was bad experience for us, you know, and we just said, never again. And we didn't do it for years, and now I feel older, I feel more mature, I feel a bit more confident and in myself. And I think, well, yeah, everyone else can do that, why can't I do that? So maybe we'll do some things. We did one TV maybe last week in England.
Vastly superior.
Much better than we've ever been able to do it before. We've been, we're in a position where we can have some control and some input, and we're taken seriously. But quite like to do it. But I don't know, it's not, for us, for many bands, TV as a medium is the most important. You know, video is what sells the band, and it's most important for us, it's secondary. Video comes after the music, you know.
You have some videos, for this new album.
Yeah, I've done one for Bluebeard and one for Evangeline.
How do you see the videos? Like, just promotional?
Yeah.
Promotion
pretty much.
Part of your art?
No, pretty much just promotion. Really, it's a way to get the music heard. Because we don't make the videos personally.
Well, But you have a controller, I imagine.
The way, not as much as we'd like to have. Because we, in 12 years or whatever, we've only made maybe 8 videos, maybe something
it's
like that.
It's a very frustrating area for
that's
us.
That's very difficult for us because we want to have more input, and sometimes it's just not possible. And we end up hating the videos. I almost just said that we'd only done one because this one here, I don't like it at all. I was going to say, no, we've only done one, just to blame it, we haven't done it. But we did one and I don't like it. It's not very, it's okay. It's just, it's not really what we want. We have some input. We don't just say, here, make a video. But sometimes people don't listen, you know.
So you will be touring for about 6 months?
I think so, yeah.
And after you have a project or you...
I don't know.
Are you going to live in
I may
New York
go to America. I'm going to go to America for a few months and do some production or something. I don't know. We'll do something. I don't know. It's a long time away. I may change my mind.
In fact, a little question. Cocteau Twins, it's your first and only band, or...?
I was in punk band. your first band,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? I was in the band that played Iggy Pop song, Iggy and Stooges songs and MC5 and things like that. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was the respectable artist.
Yeah, that was all that was.
And you, Liz, you have a classical roots? You were singing, what kind of music were you singing? Classic, it seems?
Oh, singing... Scottish traditional songs and, you know, just at school and things.
Yeah.
But, no, I was a punk rocker. Very angry.
That's how we met, you know, in punk,
yeah, we
the
were.
Punk club.
I picked a fight with him with my flick knife.
Okay, my last question, what can I wish to you?
What can you wish to me? I don't understand.
For your future, I mean,
what
in
do
music.
We wish? What do we wish? I don't know. Just to be able to continue doing what we want to do our way, and not anyone else's way.
You are totally satisfied with the Cocteau Twins.
As we do, for what we do, I like want to do more. You know, this is good until I want to make another record. I like this one, but I'm. Getting a bit fed up with it, and after we tour, I'm going to want to make something new, and after when we make something new, I'll be liking that. You know, I like to move with the record. I mean, if we weren't on a record company, and if music fans weren't the way they are, every time I make a new record, I would have the old record melted down. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you make a new one, and you have to give the old one back.
No problem.
That's just a personal thing, you know, because that way I can continue to move on and not get stuck in one place.
And not take responsibility for being an artist.
And not have to live with the work that I've done in the past.
Once again,